It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The conflict deepens in Yemen. Shiite Houthi rebels seizing the central Yemen city of Taiz. The Houthi militias, who are opposed to Yemeni President Abdel Rab Mansour al-Hadi, took control of the city's military airport without a struggle from local authorities over the weekend. Hours after the takeover, rebel leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi vowed to send his fighters to the south, where President has taken refuge. He called Mr. Hadi a puppet to international and regional powers. Tunisia's President Baji Kaid Essebsi says that a third gunman in the massacre of tourists at the country's National Museum is on the loose. The Tunisian president's statement was the first time officials have admitted there were three gunmen in last week's attack that left 21 people dead, all but one of them foreign tourists. Among the dead, two gunmen who were killed by police. Lee Kuan Yew, the founder of modern Singapore and architect of its rise to global economic prominence, has died. He was 91. Mr. Lee was hospitalized in Singapore General Hospital in early February with severe pneumonia. Mr. Lee became Singapore's first prime minister when the island gained full self-governance from Britain's colonial rule. He led the island nation from 1959 until 1990. Mr. Lee remained the country's driving force long after his retirement, three decades later. Pakistan's military says it killed at least 80 Islamist militants and lost seven soldiers in fierce fighting near the mountainous Afghan border. The clashes have been taking place in the remote Tira Valley in the insurgency-plagued northwestern Khyber tribal district. This is